Hi, this is Connie, and welcome to your first class in Module 2 of Slow Down and Tune In. Today's class is called Finding Happiness and Peace Within, and this is the first class in our module on tuning in. So in the second module of the program, we're going to dive a little bit deeper. We're going to be turning the focus more deeply inwards to look within yourself, to tune in more deeply to your feelings, to your body, and to yourself. So we have a beautiful few weeks ahead in the tune in part of this course. I mean, all of this course really is about tuning in, but you'll find the classes over the next couple of weeks will really be bringing you in deeper and getting you to become more connected to yourself and more in tune with yourself. So today's class is about finding happiness and peace within. This is a class about your emotions, about your emotional well-being, about how you feel. And it's going to help you get back in charge of how you feel. So I have all my notes and your workbook up on my screen, and let's dive into what this class is going to be about today. So what I'm going to be covering is the keys to creating lasting happiness and peace, how to get back in charge of your emotions so that the external events and circumstances of your life have less power over you and how you feel, the importance of releasing your need for external change and focusing more on creating change from within, the healing powers of acceptance and allowing. I'm going to talk about this a lot. They're two very powerful things that you can practice to help you find more peace. And we're also going to talk about some powerful practices that will help you create inner shifts to how you're feeling and why we need to look at breaking out of doing mode and instead bringing your focus more into who you're being, not just what you're doing. Okay, so today's class really is a deeper look at creating change from within. I mean, this whole course really is about creating change from within. But this is about getting back in charge of how you feel by making changes within that will help you feel how you want to feel. Because when it comes to creating change, when it comes to creating changes so that we can feel better, majority of the time we're looking outside of ourselves for that, aren't we? And just think about this in your life in general. We do tend to think that if we can get certain things in our life looking a certain way, if we can get certain things, if we can get rid of certain things that don't feel good, then we'll be happy and then we'll feel a sense of peace. And I'm talking about the emotions of happiness and peace a lot in this class, but it's really any feeling that you want to feel. But typically, the way that we sort of taught in our society to find happiness and to find a sense of peace is to get everything in our external world lined up in a certain way, looking a certain way. You know, we create security through building a good bank balance and getting a secure job. We find happiness through filling our external world with things that create a sense of happiness. We find love through relationships. We find peace through perhaps eliminating everything in our world that worries us or that causes us stress. And while that's okay in some respects, I'm not saying that's bad or wrong, just reflect on how that's been working for you. And if it has truly been helping you feel how you want to feel, and what you will find, and I found this in myself, is that yes, you can absolutely create those feelings that you want to feel through making those external changes, through removing things from your life that don't feel good and bringing in more things that do feel good. But it doesn't always last long term. And it's not always sustainable. And sometimes the initial feeling you get from those changes doesn't last, and then it feels like something else arises that then either takes away from your happiness, and then it feels like, oh, now there's more that I need to get or another thing I need to get in order to feel more of that feeling. So the issue we have with that way of trying to feel how we want to feel is that, one, it's not always sustainable long term. Two, it does very often leave us wanting more and feeling like we need to seek and search and strive for more. And three, it can lead us to actually living in patterns of control. You know, think about maybe when you first came into a situation, say in a relationship, and initially that person was acting in ways that really made you happy and it was so effortless. And then maybe later down the track, their behavior changed and, you know, it affected your happiness and now you were becoming unhappy. How much is the tendency then to want to control that person or control what's happening there to get them to go back to being what makes you happy? Or maybe you get some money coming in and you get that feeling of security and abundance. How much do you then tend to want to control that money and make sure that it doesn't leave and make sure you can hold on to it so that you can keep those feelings? So that's where a lot of patterns of control come from. When our sense of happiness, peace, and just our emotional well-being in general is really based on things outside of us and our power is outside of us. And when we feel like something has power over us in terms of it's controlling us and it's controlling how we feel, we will then want to control it. And we will just want it to be acting in ways and performing in ways that just gives us the feeling we want to feel. So that's just something to keep in mind. And that can be the downside. And most of us have probably experienced this, to purely being focused on the external to deliver the feelings that we want to feel. It does not mean that it can't create those feelings, but it can't be the only source of it for you. It will lead to anxiety and control. So where I just want to open up with you in the workbook is I want you to be thinking about the emotions of happiness and peace. And I want you to be reflecting on what do these qualities mean to you? I ask you to think about what does happiness mean to you or feel like to you, and what does peace mean or feel like to you? And then to reflect on what at the moment creates those feelings. And even just notice if primarily it's external things, you may notice that. It doesn't matter, no judgment either way. Just notice what typically creates those feelings for you, and then also what takes away from those feelings. What interferes with you being able to feel that way? And this is just great self-awareness. Just get really curious here and just explore this a little bit in yourself through those questions. So, you know, what I'm really talking about here is creating a lasting sense of happiness and peace. And as I said, I'm not discounting at all that, you know, a beautiful relationship, a safe and secure home and money in the bank and good people in your life and a fulfilling job, I'm not in any way saying that those things aren't important to your happiness, because they absolutely are. But we just don't want to have so much power in them that we need to hold on to them so tightly, because they're like, I can't let this go because I won't be okay if I don't have this type of feeling. We want them to be like the icing on the cake. We want to be able to enjoy them and appreciate them and be so grateful for them. But we want to know that even if they left our life, we would still be okay, because we would know how to find a sense of happiness and peace inside of ourselves even without those things. That's the place we want to come to. And that's where it's a more sustainable form of happiness and peace as well. So the way that we can create those feelings from within, and this is what we're going to be talking about today, but is when we start to bring our attention inwards and we start to make change within ourselves. So we can either make external changes or we can make change within ourselves that allows us to feel that we're in charge of our emotions by changing things that are going on inside of us. And this is where we look at changing our self-talk, changing our thoughts, changing how we're relating to everything in our lives. Knowing that if we can shift our perspective around things, if we can change the way we're looking at life, if we can live in a greater state of appreciation and gratitude, if we can look for the positive aspects, if we can enjoy everything that's coming into our life and be less attached to it having to be the source of our happiness, we will naturally find a sense of happiness and peace within ourselves. And to know that we can change the way we're experiencing everything in our life too by changing how we relate to it, the version of ourselves that we bring to all that we do, that can very, very powerfully determine how something feels to us. So whether something in our external world actually does create a feeling of happiness can be very much based on who are we being in relationship to it. You could have the most loving partner in the world, But if you were, let's say, critical of him, I'm saying him because I'm a woman, critical of him, nagging at him, always looking at what he wasn't doing well enough, judging him, ignoring his expressions of love. For example, if you were doing that, you wouldn't feel love no matter how loving that person was. But if you, for example, had the same partner, but you brought a version of yourself that was appreciative and always praised him for what he did well, and you noticed those small loving acts that he did for you, and you thanked him for it, and you took time to be present with him when he was connecting with you, and you really felt his energy and his love, you would have a very different experience of that relationship, wouldn't you? And so the version of yourself that you bring to everything determines how you experience it, and can determine whether it can feel very fulfilling to you or whether it doesn't. And so that's how we start to get back in charge of how we feel. We start to take responsibility for what's going on inside of us in relationship to everything. And so the other thing, look, there's a lot of layers to this, but let's just kind of talk about it. One of the other things here is that we've learned a lot through our lives that if something makes us uncomfortable, if we're not happy, if something doesn't feel good, the solution is to try to get rid of that thing. We sort of associate it with something outside of ourselves and say, it's this thing. And if I can get rid of that thing, then I'll be happy. That's another way that this plays out. When something makes us uncomfortable and we don't feel good in a situation, when work is stressful, when we don't like how we look in the mirror, when our partner isn't giving us what we want, we place the blame and we think, if only I could just change my body, if only I could just change my job, if only I could just change my partner, then I'd feel better. And so we haven't really learned what to do when that discomfort arises. Rather than just trying to eliminate what we think has caused it, we actually need to look at what's going on inside of us that's creating that feeling, and how do we relate to that discomfort when it arises? What do we do in ourselves when we feel unhappy, when we feel triggered, when we feel unfulfilled, when we feel unloved? We can either blame something outside of us, or we can look within at what's going on inside of us. And so very often, this is about, sometimes it's about your mindset. Sometimes it's about your self-talk. It's about how you feel about yourself. It's about what's driving your decisions. Who are you being? How are you relating to all of these things? Let me just give you a little example here. So when I was 28, I began working with a life coach. And up at that point, I was really unfulfilled in a lot of areas of my life. And I had spent all of my 20s creating a lot of external change because I had discovered the powers of manifestation and my personal power. And I thought, the self-development world was just all about getting the perfect life. And so I was just constantly changing jobs, changing relationships, cutting my hair, changing my body, moving to different cities, trying to do all these different things to create this impression of change and this impression of success. I think I've touched on this before. And what I was doing was creating all the external change, but I was never addressing what is fundamentally the inner void I am feeling. What is fundamentally causing this emptiness? This dissatisfaction, this unhappiness, it actually wasn't anything out there because I tried to create that change over and over and over, and it didn't give me a lasting change to how I was feeling. And so I began working with this life coach. She said some really powerful things to me when we started working together. She said, Connie, when we're working together, what I'm going to get you to do is for the moment, we're not going to change anything in your life. We're going to keep your life the same. What I want you to do is focus on changing you. We're going to focus on changing you. I was like, okay, what's that going to involve? The other thing she said was, I want you to stop focusing on doing so much. You're so focused on action and getting things happening and creating change through action. She said, I want you to focus more on who you're being, who you're feeling, how you're feeling. This was really new for me. I was like, what do you mean who I'm being? What does that even mean? She said, I want you to stop doing. I want you to just be. I just didn't understand that. And so when I was willing to put a pause on all my patterns of trying to create the change externally, trying to do to get things better, And instead, I slow down enough to look within and say, I need to look at my relationship with myself. I need to look at what energy is driving my life. I need to look at how I speak to myself. I need to look at how I take care of myself. And as I began to do the inner work to just begin to treat myself with more love and more care, to think more loving thoughts, to listen to my heart, because the heart was a source of fulfillment for me, I was able to awaken all of this new energy inside of me that then when I did create change outside of me, it was infused with these new qualities that I was embodying. So again, when you create loving self-talk, when you have loving practices where you look after yourself, when you're listening to your own wants and needs, when you're doing your inner work to shift your mindset out of fear and into love, when you are in tune with your intuition, you can find such a sense of happiness within yourself. Just there's such a fulfillment that comes from that way of living, and also from just simply changing your inner world to be more aligned with love. That can create a real a lasting sense of happiness and peace. So let's talk about some actual examples of how we're going to do this, because what we're going to be focusing on in this class is not necessarily changing the external and looking at how we can change who you're being and how you're relating to things outside of you in a different way. So I want you to think of a situation at the moment in your life that is most powerfully impacting your mood, your happiness, and your feelings of peace, how you typically are feeling. And then I want you to write about why is this? Why does this situation or relationship have such a big impact on how you feel? I remember this happened to me when I was in a day job. This is when I was working with my life coach, actually. And I really hated this job. Like, I just really didn't like it. I had a terrible manager, a terrible boss. And I, you know, we without meaning to, we get a little bit into the victim mentality when we just feel like we have no power over how we feel because, you know, my boss is a nightmare and I've got all this work to do and my team that I'm managing are terrible and everything that's going on. And so we already are walking in feeling like a victim and feeling like we're not in charge of how we want to feel. So why is it that this has such a big impact on how you feel? And just get really honest, no judgment. You know, it could be I have a terrible boss, or I work in a high pressure situation, or I have no time for myself, or, you know, my partners or my children are really demanding, whatever it is that's really impacting you. It could even be your body. And it could be like, you know what, every time I look in the mirror, it just really gets me down. Just get honest around what's really impacting you. Then what I ask you to look at is what in this situation or in this relationship, because it could be a relationship with someone, is within your control and is not within your control. This is where a shift started to happen for me in my day job. And actually, when I was working with this life coach in every area of my life, because I was unhappy in my living situation, I was unhappy with a lot of things. And I really looked at what is not within my control here. So what do I just need to make peace with? But what is within my control and what can I change? And with that particular job, for example, I'd committed to being there for a year. I just made the decision I wanted to give it a year. So at that stage, it was not within my control to change my job. I could not change my manager. He was my boss. I couldn't change a lot of the way my role was functioning because it was just had been set up in a really poor way and I was doing my best to change it, but a lot of it was out of my control. Couldn't change, you know, the hours that I had to be there. Couldn't change at that stage where I was living. There was a lot that I couldn't change. And sometimes you just need to get honest about that because there's no point fighting with those things. And so often we're creating a war within ourselves. So much stress, so much resistance, so much unhappiness from fighting against things that we actually in this moment can't change and that maybe we've decided we're not going to change. Like if you legitimately don't want to be in your job, then leave. But if you've made a commitment, if you're on a contract, if you're like, you know, I'm going to stick this thing out for a while, you might as well stop fighting with that because it's just causing you a lot of stress to fight with something that is not going to change. But what is within your control? And for me, particularly with that job, what I really looked at was, and I might have touched on this before, but you know, we really want to drill down at it again. What was within my control was everything I did before work and everything I did after work. So how I was taking care of myself outside of work. What was within my control was how I was taking care of myself while I was at work. So I noticed I could either eat really bad food and drink a lot of coffee and I would feel worse, or I could actually be really careful about how I was eating, really nourish my body, and I actually had a better day when I would do that. What was within my control was my lunch breaks. So I really used my lunch breaks as self-care time. I would go sit outside in the sunshine and read a book or listen to podcasts. It was or just audio tracks back then within my lunch break. What was within my control was how I was speaking to myself. And I began to notice how much I would either be in my mind, like criticizing my boss, how much I would be mentally complaining and sooking, how much I would be being like, I hate this, I don't want to be here, how much I would be going really dramatic in my mind around everything that was going wrong in my role. And what I looked at was, oh, the way I'm thinking about everything while I'm here is within my control. And I began to just, when I started to really accept that I was in that job, I thought, okay, well, how do we make the best of this then? If I'm going to stay here for a while, how do I make the best of this? How do I build a better relationship with my boss? How do I just think in a more empowering and constructive way about the tasks that I have in front of me? How do I take better care of myself while I'm there? I began doing just really simple little things. Like before I went into work, before I sat down to start my day, I would imagine my phone covered in white light because I used to get a lot of very stressful negative phone calls come through. I would wrap my desk in white light and I would send white light to my boss. I started doing that every morning and it really changed my energy. I also began, when I would communicate with my boss, I practiced just being really present with him and trying to be compassionate and understanding where he was coming from, what was going on for him when he was communicating with me. And I tried to, rather than be defensive, I started being like, how do I work with this guy? How do I get a good working relationship with him? And it was all these little things I began doing. I began appreciating what was great about my job. I began looking for the positive aspects. I decided to just show up and be the best version of myself in that situation. I can't tell you how different my role was over 3 to 6 months of doing that. And by the time I left the job, I was in a really great space in the job. I didn't leave being miserable. I left being like, I've done all I can do here. And the job that I manifested after it was actually a great job because my vibration had changed and I was in alignment with something new. And I called in a really beautiful work environment in my next job. It was actually fantastic. So what I want you to do, and this is just what I've touched on here, is imagine if in this situation or relationship, you decided just to accept it, just to allow it to be as it is. You stop trying to make it wrong. You stop trying to get it to change. You stop trying to control it. And you decided just to allow it to be as it is right now. What would it feel like to stop fighting with this situation and instead practice acceptance of it? Now, acceptance doesn't mean you have to like it and love it. Acceptance doesn't mean that you're going to put up with it. Acceptance doesn't mean that you say, oh, this is the best thing ever. Acceptance means you just stop fighting. And you go, okay, right now this is what it is. Right now this is where I am. And you know what? It's okay. This isn't forever, but right now this is where I am and it's okay. How does that feel different? Right about that. In what ways can you see, get really honest, that your thoughts, your emotions, and who you're being in this situation has been impacting how you're experiencing it? So this is where I get you to take some responsibility just for who you're kind of been bringing to this situation. And then I get you to start to work through the inner change principles. So rather than saying I have to change this external thing for me to feel better, we're going to look at what can I change within me so I can feel better. So I'm in charge of how I'm feeling. So what's one change you could make to your mindset? How you're thinking about this situation that would change how you experience it? You know, something from my job was, you know what, this job isn't forever. A year from now, I'm not going to be here. I'm not even going to know these people. But it is where I am right now. It's paying my bills and I'm grateful for that. How can I make the best of this situation? So my mindset came in being more constructive, more positive, more like, you know what, I'm going to make the best of this. This is my life, and I don't want to spend every day of my life miserable. I'm going to do my best to make the best of this situation. What's one change you could make to who you're being and how you're showing up in this situation that would change how you experience it? You know, sometimes we come into these situations where we're unhappy with a little bit of attitude. You might even notice you bringing that to any of your relationships, defensiveness, resentment, anger. What are you bringing? Who are you bringing to these situations where you're not enjoying how it's feeling? Get honest. I was bringing a whole lot of attitude and defensiveness to that job. When I really started to come in with from my heart and just bring the best of myself and really try to contribute and help and cooperate, everything changed. And what's one change you could make to how you're acting or reacting in this situation that would change how you experience it? So what I noticed was my job was quite reactive, and I know a lot of you would be in these situations where I could be having the best day ever. I was managing a lot of staff, and I would sometimes be having the best day. Then I'd get a phone call. Shit would hit the fan. I was going to say S, but I might as well just say shit. Shit would hit the fan, and I'd be in this spiral of anxiety. And I began carrying this intention every day to be calm, to just whatever came at me, to handle it in a calm way. And so what I started doing was, even if I would get a stressful phone call, I held the intention just to be calm and to respond, not react in a dramatic way, but to actually just be like, okay, this has happened. Let's deal with it. And that made a big difference to how everything was unfolding in my role when I chose to just look at how I was reacting to things that were happening. How would you like to feel within yourself when you're in this situation or relationship? So as I said, my word was calm. Calm very much was my guiding word through that job. And what can you do to help yourself connect with and feel that feeling every day? And this was where I had to get really honest around all the things I could do to help myself feel that way, because the job itself was not necessarily going to help me feel that way. My boss definitely wasn't. I had to think about how I could help myself feel that way. Think about this in your relationships too. Stop waiting for your partner to act a certain way to make you feel how you want to feel. What can you do to help yourself feel that way so that you can bring that energy to your partner and they can mirror it back? If you're feeling resentful, unloved, unappreciated, you can't expect your partner to mirror back love, or they may even be trying to, and it's like you won't feel it. So this is where I really got in charge of my self-care, my little rituals, you know, so many of the things we've talked about around what you can set up in your work environment, in how you take care of yourself and how you practice self-care, little tools you can have around that will help you feel that way. And I'm going to talk in a minute around a practice you can do in the morning. And I want you to ask yourself, how would you actually experience this situation or relationship differently if you were embodying that feeling and bringing that feeling to this situation? If rather than waiting for the situation to make you feel that way, you brought that feeling to the situation, how would you experience it differently? Very differently. I want you to notice that. What I also ask you to do is just come into some positive feelings around this situation. The ways we can do that is to look for, what are we grateful for about it? What do I most like, love, or appreciate about it? And if you can really start to look at that, it immediately changes how you feel. You know, we can feel happy and content simply by changing the way we're looking at everything. You will immediately feel unhappy and discontent if all you do is look at situations and say, it's not enough, it's not what I want, it's not giving me what I need. There's so many negative aspects to this. Versus if you look at a situation and say, what is beautiful about this? What is wonderful about this? What is the blessing in this for me? How is this helping me? How is this supporting me? What is this giving me? How is this adding to my life? What's wonderful about this? That immediately creates a feeling of happiness. When you look at everything in your life and you see what is wonderful about it, you will feel happy. Isn't happiness really an experience of feeling like everything's going well? feeling like things are good, feeling like things are going the way that you want them to, feeling like you're happy with where you're at, that's a mindset that you can practice. And I ask you here, what intention do you want to bring to this situation or relationship from now on? Really think about a core intention of what you want to practice, what you want to bring, who you want to be, what you want to create. What do you want to create in this situation or area of your life or in this relationship? And who do you need to be to create that? Don't expect it to change or bring it to you. You create it through your intention. So let me just dive a little deeper into what we've talked about here. So the first thing we've talked about is the power of acceptance and allowing things to be as they are. That really is your first step. And it can create so much peace. And it doesn't mean that you're going to let it stay how it is, or you're going to tolerate things that don't make you happy. But I did a podcast a while back and people really loved it, where I said the first step to changing anything is a wholehearted acceptance of where you are. It is much easier to create change through an energy of acceptance and contentment than it is through an energy of resistance, resentment, and unhappiness. Please know and remember, the energy you bring to everything really does determine what you create. So if you want to create change, you absolutely can. Like if you're in a situation that isn't right for you, you can absolutely change it. But know that whatever energy and feeling you're embodying is going to determine the next thing that you manifest. So, you know, if you've been in a string of relationships where you're like, this guy's not good and I'm not good to me, men aren't good to me, I keep manifesting, you know, negative situations in relationships, I would focus on doing some inner change before you try to manifest anything new in a relationship. Look at these key questions around, who would I want to be? How would I want to be feeling? How could I bring that to this interaction? If I want him to mirror back a certain feeling, if he's the mirror of me, what do I need to be embodying and feeling? See how much you can get in charge again of your state of being. And when you're in a state of non-resistance to what's going on outside of you, it has less power over you. So the reason, you know, sometimes, as I've said, life has so much impact on how we feel and we're so swayed by it, like this leaf blowing in the wind. You know, good thing happens, we feel good. Bad thing happens, we feel bad. Is because, as we've been saying, our sense of happiness is all based on those things. And we're in such a state of resistance to anything bad happening that it really affects us when it does. Versus if you know how to bring about a sense of happiness and peace within yourself through meditation, through yoga, through being in nature, through practicing self-care, through thinking loving thoughts, through finding those little things that bring you joy, through looking at life through a sense of appreciation, then good things happen, bad things happen, and you're like, yeah. Just doesn't impact you as much because you're solid in your state of being. You're solid in your sense of self and how you feel. You're like a tree. Notice the difference between a leaf and then the wind blows one direction or the other and the leaf goes like this versus a tree that is solid and stable and secure in itself. And then the wind blows and maybe some of the leaves up here blow a little, you'd definitely be impacted by it, but it doesn't completely knock you over. And so this is, I'm really just wanting to encourage you to just keep taking your power out of the external. And a lot of this comes from being in acceptance of how things are and letting it be okay if sometimes things aren't perfect outside of you. And then looking at, okay, well, how can I change how I'm relating to this, how I'm feeling about it, what I'm telling myself about it? You know, we're going to talk about body next session, and that is 100% how we heal our relationship with our body. Not through, again, just all of the dieting and the control of our body, the trying to change our body, but maybe we let our body be how it is. And we say, how can I treat my body with more love? How can I inhabit my body more? How can I express more gratitude for the body that I have? How can I speak more kindly and loving to my body? You're changing how you're relating to that thing. I know I'm harping on about this, but we really have got to program our mind into this way because we're just not used to thinking like this. So, you know, the other thing that I've really touched on here, let me just skip down to some of my further notes, is I've said, you know, I want to talk to you about taking your focus off doing and onto being. And this is also a focus of changing, sorry, this is also about changing your focus off action and onto energy. Because a lot of us think the way that we affect change in our life is through what we do and the actions that we take. And I would say it's less about what you're doing, the action that you're taking and what you're doing in the world. And it's more about the energy you're bringing, how you're feeling and who you're being. You know, because we live in a vibrational universe. Everything that is manifested began as energy. Everything that is physical form is just a culmination of energy. And every manifestation begins on an energetic level before it becomes tangible. And so the problem is when we focus too much on action and too much on doing, we're not paying attention to the energy we're bringing to it. And so this is a big part of the focus as well, is just looking at your relationship to action and doing. And noticing how, like, here's an example around food and body and diet, is when you think that the way I'm going to create change through my diet, the way I'm going to create change to my body is through changing my food, changing my exercise, changing, maybe getting plastic surgery, whatever it is. So you look at the way I'm going to create that change is through doing and through action. And this is sort of what I was saying before, but I'm just talking about it in a different way. Whereas if you realize that things, manifestations are a result of, come from energy. So the tangible manifestation of something is energy particles coming together to form that. And so maybe creating a different body one way is through taking action. Maybe another way is through changing my energetic vibration around my body. And if I know that, the energy I radiate determines what I manifest. Because the energy that is coming off me is sending out signals and pulling together other energetic molecules and beginning to form manifestations. Maybe I don't have to take as much action. Maybe it's not so much about what I eat. Maybe it's not even so much about the exercise I do. Maybe it's about feeling different. Maybe it's about sending out a different energetic signal. Maybe through doing that, my body will naturally start to shift and change. Maybe the energetic particles of my body will move in a different way because I'm embodying a different energy, an energy of love, an energy of vitality, an energy of gratitude and appreciation. Maybe that will determine how my body in its, which is just energy, how that shapes and turns into a shape and form. Another example, I've been thinking about this with dating. You can be doing all the right things. I can be taking all the right actions and doing all the right things and still not getting great result. And something I've been working on recently is looking more at the energy I'm bringing to my dating. It does not matter how many dates I go on. It does not matter how many people I meet. It's all about the energy I'm bringing to it. Because that energy is being infused into all of my action and determining the result and determining how the mirror outside of me, what it reflects back. So I've been thinking maybe it's less about the action that I'm taking. Maybe it's less about how many dates I go on and how many people I speak to. Maybe it's more about the energy that I radiate. And maybe through radiating a different energy, I can actually magnetically call into my life what I want because I'm in alignment with it. So if I can be radiating an energy of dating is hard and it's hard to find a man and I'm not going to fall in love, but then be taking all the steps to date and wonder why I don't get results. Or I can be embodying an energy of, I love myself, I love who I am, I'd be a beautiful partner, I have so much to offer a relationship, I'm feeling a sense of love within myself. I could then take no action and something could just come to me that would be in energetic alignment with me. And actually, I mean, just a small example, I was at the beach the other day and out of nowhere, a guy approached me at the beach and sat down and started talking to me. And I noticed how interesting this was, that through changing my energy, I didn't have to take as much action. It could just come to me. Now, the reason I'm weaving this into a conversation around happiness and peace is that I really want you to get the power of inner change. I really want you to get the power of shifting your mindset, your self-talk. You know, we've talked about this in the first module, but how you're feeling, the energy you're radiating, putting a greater importance on that, a greater importance on the version of yourself that you're bringing to everything, how you're feeling as you're doing everything that you're doing, cleaning up your inner world through realigning with love, being more mindful every day rather than running through life. Who am I being as I'm stepping into my day today, and what can I set up in the morning to help me feel that way? The morning, for example, you could do it the night before. Life can become so much easier, and then you can manifest situations outside of yourself that effortlessly reflect back and help you feel the feelings you want to feel. It's effortless rather than you having to seek and strive and search and change and control to try to get those things. I've noticed this with money in my business. I used to have to work really, really hard, and I do still work really hard, but I feel like I don't work as hard for money. It used to be really hard to get money when I started out because it was all about my action. Now money for me is about my energy. I know that when I radiate abundance, money comes to me. Money finds me. It really does. And I feel magnetic to money because I've created a feeling of abundance inside myself. So that's a little tangent, but it's an important part of this conversation. So, a couple of things. I want you to think about just ways that you can change your state of being. So I've got a few practices here that I've sort of already touched on, but this is what I really began to do when I was in my day job. I created a morning practice, and I know from talking to some of you that a morning practice isn't possible for all of you, but even on your daily commute, you can just be thinking about, how do I want to feel today? How do I want to show up today? What version of myself do I want to bring to these interactions? What is my intention for today? What's one way I want to feel, and how can I help myself feel that way today? That's a really powerful conscious creation tool to help you get in charge of how you're feeling and who you're bringing. Set an intention around, how do you want to handle things? How do you want to be feeling? No matter what comes at you, if you chose that you were in charge of your happiness and peace and how you were feeling, that it wasn't the external world's job to do that for you, that you were just going to accept and allow life to be whatever it's going to be and bring you what it's going to bring you, and you weren't going to fight with that, you're just going to let that be, but you knew that how you were going to feel today was your responsibility and you're in charge of that. How would you support yourself to feel how you want to feel? Keep your mindset in a space of gratitude and appreciation and looking for the positive aspects wherever you can. It makes a huge difference. Really start to be aware of the energy you're bringing to everything. And really think about those examples I shared around, if life was always just reflecting back what I was energetically radiating, and if my energy was turning into tangible manifestations. You know, is what I'm radiating right now what I'd want to manifest and have reflected back? So in terms of our practices for this week, I've touched on some of them already, but I'm going to encourage you to be practicing allowing and acceptance. Allow life to be as it is. Just notice where you start fighting, resisting. Even, you know, we've had torrential rain in Sydney for the past week, and I have been in a big state of resistance around that. But what I'm learning is, can I just allow nature to be as it is, allow life to be as it is? Can I stop making it wrong? Can I accept it? Can I see the positives and beauty in it? And just stop expecting the weather to be the source of my happiness. Get back in charge of my own happiness. Practice acceptance. Just see if you can, rather than making things wrong and closing off to it, take a breath and just accept. I accept life just as it is. I accept what life is bringing me today. I allow life just to be as it is. I allow my body to be as it is. I allow my partner to be as he is. I allow my child to be as they are today. I accept myself just as I am. I accept my bank balance just as it is. I accept my job just as it is. See if you can practice that. Maybe just practice saying that mentally. I accept the weather just as it is. So get back in charge of your feelings. So as I've said, I just covered a little practice earlier around, you know, setting your intentions for the day, thinking about how you want to feel, exploring how you can support yourself to feel that way. What will your self-talk need to be like? How will you need to take care of yourself? How can you stay connected to and anchored in that intention? Choose that one feeling word and just remind yourself of that every day. Stick it on a post-it note if you need to. And take full responsibility for your emotions and how you're feeling. Now, I just feel to say, and I'm having a feeling this might be going on for some of you, this doesn't mean being really hard on yourself. This doesn't mean beating up on yourself if you can't seem to get your energy into a positive place. I really feel to say this because I'm already just noticing there's going to be some pressure you're placing on yourself. So, you know, maybe as well the acceptance and allowing some days is going to be just to allow yourself to be wherever you're at emotionally. You know, I actually had this yesterday. I had a really flat day yesterday. And I thought to myself, rather than trying to get myself into a positive place because I just couldn't do it, I thought, you know what, Con, you're having an off day. How about we just allow this to be here today? I'm just going to allow this funkiness, this heaviness, this sadness to be with me. And that's okay. So I'm realizing I don't want you to have the pressure to have to be like high vibing 24/7 because it's not realistic. We're going to talk next week about how to support yourself through uncomfortable emotions. But there's going to be a balance here, isn't there? But part of this is also just going to be knowing in yourself when you really need to shift yourself into a different energy state, and also knowing in yourself where sometimes you just need to let yourself be where you're at and feel what you're feeling, and that's okay. And maybe it's going to be less about trying to get yourself into a great space and more just about how do I take care of myself today, knowing that I'm not having the best day. So just keep that in mind. And the other points are just, you know, notice what you can control and what you can't. As you're moving through your day, use gratitude and appreciation to shift your energy and bring a deeper level of awareness to who you're being, to what version of yourself you're bringing, what energy you're embodying. How are you showing up in this situation? Make yourself proud where you can. Can you bring more love? You know, if your partner hasn't been bringing you the love you want, can you bring more love to the situation? If your boss hasn't been appreciating you, can you bring some appreciation? See if you can bring what you feel is lacking and just notice what happens. It could really change how you're experiencing the situation. So my loves, that is our class for today. I hope you've really enjoyed that. Have fun working through these principles. Next week, we're going to be coming deeper into the body, into body wisdom, and into your emotions. So this first week is about looking at how we can get in charge of our emotional state to bring it into more of a positive place, to create inner change so that we can feel good no matter what's going on. And then next week's looking a bit more at, well, what do we do when big, uncomfortable, and challenging emotions arise? How do we support ourselves through that? That's what we're going to be talking about next week. And that's all related to really being able to come into the body and connect with your body. So that's what we'll be talking about. Enjoy working through this workbook and this class. Come into the Facebook group at any point if you need support. And I will talk to you next time.